So it's going to be getting a mite bit cooler. And that'll be
a mite bit.
I believe the National Weather Service issued an advisory.
Really?
Earlier this morning.
Huh. Saying it's going to get cold, pay attention.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's see here. In fact, I've got I have the text that I'm attempting to pull up if this...
All right,
okay. Really?
Yeah, really.
I mean, you just kind of killed it real quick. Because last year we had Arctic Blasts 2010.
You're right, we did.
And so I was thinking.
Yeah, already.
Yeah. Arctic Cold Front 2011. Wintry precipitation
woo,
possible.
Woo!
Winter participation?
Yeah.
Yeah, we all had to participate in that.
So that would be Wednesday. We might not have school. Is that right?
Oh, I'm not going to go there.
Okay.
I'm not going to go there.
Okay, I don't know, because when is the wintry mix actually?
All it says right now in our forecast is a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow before noon. Temps falling to about 37 by 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, that's not a problem.
22 Tuesday night. 34 Wednesday for a high, 20 Wednesday night, 40 on Thursday. But after tomorrow and after the temperatures fall, right now there is no chance of precipitation in the forecast.
All right, so it's very important that we all get out and drive a lot to dry off the pavement before it freezes.
Go get water and toilet paper.
Yeah, that's right. Get giant rolls of Bounty and put them in front of your vehicle and squeegee up the water, if you will.
It'll also help absorb the impact when you bump into someone.
That's true.
That will happen, too, since people don't know how to drive in the first place.
They don't. Okay, I think we gave Planet Earth over to the weirdos over the weekend because I just got, we'll start with the woman arrested in Tennessee after mooning the police. That'd be Rita Zambrano. Mad at police for arresting her brother on traffic violations.
This story would have been better if they'd arrested her son.
Yeah, probably. Cops say when she turned around and dropped trowel, Zambrano is now behind bars for indecent exposure. Her brother, however, free on bail. So
I'm guessing it was pretty minor for him.
Sis, you didn't need to do that.
That's
you really didn't need to do that. That'd have been okay.
And someone determined that it was indeed indecent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, you figure if Rita was very attractive, I mean, they might have applauded and moved on.
Right.
Yeah, that's probably right. Then there's the story of the 34-year-old Colorado woman who allegedly got butt naked and harassed the pastor at church. you're not supposed to laugh that much. Now. And then attacked police when they showed up.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
never happened to you, huh, Jay?
No, not yet, but there's still time.
That's right. You're early into this thing. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, could happen.
Only a couple of years in.
Colorado Springs Gazette says that Megan Cowizil.
Wait, Cowizil? What?
No, not that one.
Wait, M-E-G-A-N?
Is accused of...
What's, how do you spell her last name?
C-A-W-I-E-Z-E-L-L.
C-A-W-I-E-Z-E-L-L. Z-E-L-L.
Cowizil?
Cazil?
Yeah. Don't know. Well, no, it's got to be you got a W in there.
Oh.
Yeah, Cowizil.
Yeah, Cowizil.
Like anyway, she's accused of showing up at church, pounding on the pastor's car. Then she allegedly tried to steal his cell phone. That's when she allegedly dropped off all her clothing and started hitting other cars in the parking lot. Police say when they arrived, she approached an officer and started hitting him in the chest. So the police hit her with a taser.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Don't tase me, sis.
Yeah,
and took her into custody. Police say that she had been on drugs. No kidding. Maybe still was on drugs. Oh, I mean, and I've even got another one. The government of Malawi, Africa, is set to introduce a new set of laws that would make it illegal to change the odoriferous condition of air in public.
Stinky air?
Yeah. According to Africa News, the intention is to, quote, mold responsible and disciplined citizens.
Really?
We're going to have people doing the cheek squeeze and little bitty steps or what?
Oh.
The bill also seeks to punish people for disorderly conduct, public drunkenness, disturbing religious assemblies, see earlier stories, trespassing on burial places, insulting the modesty of a woman, and anyone who pretends to be a fortune teller. don't be insulting the modesty of anybody pretending to be.
And if you're going to be a fortune teller, get it right.
That's it. Other offenses covered include offensive weapons without lawful authority or reasonable excuse. Okay. Fighting in public, challenging a duel, deceiving witnesses, destroying evidence, escape, and removal of property under lawful seizure. Opponents, of course, argue that these curtail freedoms, and you cannot legislate morality. The court decisions would be arbitrary, and that could be a real problem because then their judicial system would be flooded with offenders.
Ooh.
You, sir, are charged with passing gas in public.
Did you?
Yeah. How can this government...
That's where you went.
Yeah, how can this government... That was the lead story. It was the lead of the story.
Okay.
How can this government criminalize the release of intestinal gases, said one critic. Everyone does that, even if it's in public and has an accompanying sound.
Yeah, that story got more graphic with every word.
He's got a point.
I mean, I'm leaving nothing to the imagination.
Another says he supports the bill because sometimes doing that during meetings can be a disturbance of the peace.
I wouldn't call it a disturbance. It's, you know,
go ahead.
You know, well, it might be a stress breaker, too,
It could. Really. Just at that time when you just think it's not going to be any fun anymore, here comes Fred with his, Fred is, but anyway, here he comes with his little performance. And
yeah, he's been to Taco Bell.
But they serve real beef there.
Partially.
We got that taken care of.
Together. Here we go. We got a lot of
info.
Nation.
It just sounds like it was and it wasn't even a full moon.
I heard what you did there.
Doesn't take that, really.
A half moon.
Yeah. A squeeze moon. It could be anything. Yeah.
We're going
to have a great time today. If your business is involved in the Home Products and Garden Show, you'll want your ad in Bryan Broadcasting's At Home Magazine. At Home Magazine is full of local articles reaching local homeowners, an attractive, full-color, glossy publication. At Home Magazine offers almost everything a homeowner needs to know to spruce up his home inside and out. To get an early bird special on advertising in At Home Magazine, contact Sam Jones today at 695-9595. 695-9595.
Hey, good morning. Morning at 6:19, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Last day of January the 31st, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Carol Channing's birthday is today. How about that? She turns
197.
Well, you know what? I've got two different numbers here.
Go with the lower one.
I was going to say go with the bigger one.
Yeah. Well, I've got 88, and I've got 90.
Yeah, I got 90 on mine. So
you
do? That's a tiebreaker.
Well,
I can say 89.
Yeah, I can say 89. Just put it in the middle. Yeah, there you go. Actress Jessica Walter is 70 years
old from
today.
Arrested Development and on the opposite end of the spectrum, Play Misty for
me. Yeah, she tried to kill a disc jockey named
Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Ernie Banks' birthday is today. Oh. He's 80 years old today.
Had a relative that played a little basketball here.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Let me see. He's gone. Richard Gephardt, the former congressman who ran for president more than once. He ran for president a few times.
We didn't notice, really.
Yeah, he's 70 years old today. Nolan Ryan, he pitches a pretty good baseball.
Almost went to school here.
Almost went to school here, yeah, from Alvin, Texas, and of course, co-owner of the Texas Rangers.
Close friend of Robin Ventura.
Matter of fact.
Yeah, that's right. Robin's got the marks to prove it.
Hit me with your best shot.
Yep.
There you go. Nolan is 64 years old today. Actress Kelly Lynch is 52. She was in Drugstore Cowboy. Minnie Driver, the actress, turns 40 years old today.
Never mind. Just move on. Nothing to see here. Take a wide shot.
And Justin Timberlake's birthday is today.
Where it were.
First saw him in NSYNC and all that, but now he's his own singer and
oh, of course
actor
he
and
is.
Performer and all
is, yeah.
that. He's 30 years old.
Seems
today.
To at least comes across as perhaps having the ability to make fun of himself, though.
Well. Yeah, he's really a pretty good entertainer. He really is, if you've seen him host award shows and things like that. Portia de Rossi was in Arrested Development, too, and Ally McBeal is 38.
Porsche.
I like the car. 38 years old.
Lee James DeGeneres, actually.
Oh, that's the real name? Yeah. Not de Rossi? Okay.
Well, she's quote-unquote married to Ellen.
Yeah. Oh, that's who she is. Okay.
She's one of those. That,
oh,
well, really?
I know. I didn't. Have all the whole personal information. Yeah. On her.
Okay. I mean, honestly, you know, most men would look at Portia de Rossi and say, "How'd we lose her?"
Uh-huh.
I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
How'd she get to the other team?
How did we let her switch teams?
That's right. So. Well, they would look at Ellen and say that, you know. Actor Anthony LaPaglia is
LaPaglia, but that's okay.
Well, no, actually, the pronunciation by Associated Press says Apalia.
Okay,
that's what
cool.
it says here.
Yeah.
That's right. Associated Press is always right.
You know it.
Yeah, says the G is silent. He's 52. He's from Without a Trace. And then that's all I got.
And we got Harry Wayne Casey of
Casey and the Sunshine
Band. That's the way we liked it. He's 6'3".